Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio right now is Reagan Brewer. She's the vice president at the Jane Addams Resource Corporation. We've been telling you the story of the Jane Addams Resource Corporation for the last couple of Mondays, and here we go again. Although, Reagan, this is the first time you and I have met. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
What is JARC? What does J-A-R-C do?
Sure. Jane Addams Resource Corporation, or as you mentioned, JARC, we provide job training that is free for the job seeker in the manufacturing sector, so primarily machine operator and welding positions, and then we help folks get placed into those jobs.
When I see people doing some of those jobs, I think, how do they learn how to do all of that, either operate the machine or repair those machines or drive those tractors or whatever it is that they're doing? This is kind of where you guys come in.
That's absolutely where we come in. So we work with people that have no background in this. So we are pretty much just looking for people that are eager to work in the manufacturing sector, that are going to be reliable and have a good attitude and show up every day to work on time. So other than that, we can train you on all the skills that you'll need. You just have to be, you know, open and willing and have a drive to have a career in manufacturing.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny that, you know, once upon a time, I think we had to help people with high-tech jobs, and maybe there's still the need for that. But we're sort of leaving the I don't know that low-tech is the right word, these sort of blue-collar sort of jobs behind, and yet there is still the need for those positions.
Absolutely, and the need is not going to go away. It really is what we consider to be middle-skilled positions, so they're not necessarily the lower-skilled entry-level positions that we're looking to get people into. It's really those middle-skilled positions that offer a career pathway where you can move up and advance into different types of jobs.
Yeah. So does anybody qualify for the program? Because you don't charge for the program, right?
No, it's free. So we're targeting job seekers, so unemployed or underemployed folks over the age of 18 and authorized to work in the U.S. Those are the minimum requirements. Other than that, as I mentioned, we're looking for people that have a desire to work in manufacturing, good attitude.
Seriously, but if I was a checker at a store or worked at a restaurant and I thought, I can see the ceiling on this place or I don't want to do this anymore, that would be a good candidate.
That's absolutely the type of people that we work with. People that have worked in maybe fast food, retail, real jobs that aren't going to offer them family-sustaining wages and benefits. Those are the types of folks that come into our program and do really well.
And one other point that I want to visit with one of your success stories, but you told me off the air that not only do you train them for those positions per se, but a person that now finds themselves in the work world is now having to manage money, finances, borrow, pay off bills, etc. You actually do some counseling along those lines.
Absolutely. So we believe it's not enough for someone to just get a job, but they have to be able to manage their finances and build towards their financial future. And so we offer free financial education as well as one-on-one financial coaching for as long as someone needs it. So it could be a variety of issues that an individual would want to work on, you know, from student loan debt, credit building, asset development in terms of, you know, purchasing a car or a home. We'll work with folks on all of those issues.
Hmm. One of the graduates of your program is Lisa Urbina, and she's on the phone. Hey, Lisa, this is John. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You know Reagan, right?
Yes, I know Reagan.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Reagan.
What do you do? What is the job that... So you went through the program. What do you do now?
Well, I went through the program a few years back, and I did the CNC part of it, which is computer numeric control. I had a background in manufacturing already, but it's always good to brush up your skills. So when I found JARC, that was my goal, to learn something different within the manufacturing industry and then just run with it. I'm currently a maintenance technician. I've been employed at this position, this company for 5 years. So what I learned at JARC, you know, it helped me out a lot. You know, I always strive to have a better career. So I'm always learning something new and implementing that as well in my life.
No kidding. Are there many women in that position?
Honestly, there's more and more. You see more nowadays than there were 10 years ago. I've actually been in the manufacturing industry for about 20 years, and in the beginning there weren't. So it's good to see women actually try it out and like it.
Yeah, no kidding. And then, you know, we were just talking about sort of the financial counseling. While you got training, do you use any other services from JARC as well?
I actually use everything they offered, from resume writing to interview, you know, practicing how to conduct an interview, and then also to be the interviewed person. And then I did the financing part as well, which helped me learn a lot about managing money and raising your credit score. So that's what I've been working on.
Did you have a distressed credit score beforehand?
I did. And in the beginning, it was tough because when you don't have credit, so you try to build it up. So I had a few bumps in that road, and I'm actually proud to say I'm purchasing a home. Hopefully this by the end of this month I'll close, so it does help.
Well, how about that, Reagan? Yeah. That's a success story.
It's fabulous. Lisa has been just amazing. She's one of you know, the people that really stand out to me. She's been a leader. She's given back to JARC in so many ways, and she's really taken full advantage of everything that we offer, which is really kind of what helps people be successful. If they take advantage of the full range of services that we provide, they can get to a point in their career that Lisa is at, where she has she's been a supervisor. She's in a role where not a lot of women have held those types of positions, and now she's purchasing a home, which is really fantastic.
I wonder what the limit is for you. Like, have you been getting raises along the way? Is this a better career path for you?
Definitely. I've been getting nothing but raises, you know, and it's not, you know, you can't expect to get raises. You have to work hard for it. And so, you know, with the skills that you learn, you get confident. That's my thing. You know, I share it with my children. Even I have a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old and an 11-year-old as well. But and they see me work hard, and it reflects the personality that I have and the drive that I have to do better. It rubs off on your kids, and it's really good. It's a good feeling.
Hmm. Well, you know, you're more than just a – I'll close with this, Lisa. I've only known you for a minute now. We talked about you off the air, but, I mean, everybody wants a good employee, but you're more than that. I think you sound like a great role for your kids and for anybody else who thought, oh, my life is tough right now. What am I going to do? Well, look at what Lisa did.
Yeah, it's great. I'm just proud for the opportunity, and I'm happy.
Yeah. Lisa Urbina, well, congratulations. Are you working today? Where are you on your work schedule right now?
I'm actually at work now. I work for Warner Corporation out of Crystal Lake, Illinois, and it's a great company. So it's out there, guys. Just go for it.
No, there's the best endorsement we've heard. Lisa, I'll let you get back to work. I don't want you to get in trouble over there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now. It's a 2:40. So, well, good for you guys.
Well, thank you.
Isn't it nice to know there is such a thing?
Yeah, I mean, Lisa's great. She's very, you know, representative of a lot of our folks. We're proud of them all. I'm, you know, happy that she was able to represent, because she's been a huge success story over the years. So,
while you and I were talking, Vicki, is it Nygren or Nygren just walked in?
Nygren.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
I understand you are the agency manager for the Chicago North area of Country Financial. Is that right?
That is correct.
So what do you do? What's your job?
I hire and train all the salespeople in the city of Chicago.
I see.
I help them with providing financial security to individuals and business owners in the market.
Now, well, Country Financial has been part of these conversations because you guys help fund what JARC does, right?
We do. We've worked with JARC many years. We provide grants throughout the years to help them with some of their programming.
Now, do you guys use tax dollars too? Or how do you? Where do you get your money? Do you have fundraisers? What do you do?
It's a variety. So about a little over half of our funding comes through grants from the government, a variety of different sources. We also work with partners like Country Financial, foundation partners, philanthropic partners that make up about 30% of our funding. And then we also go out and we work in companies. So we provide training to the workers, typically the frontline production workers, and companies will pay us for that. So
I was just going to say, if you're doing the training, they ought to pay you, because you're getting you're screening and training a viable
Correct.
Workforce, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know you've still got expenses, and Vicki said, okay, I want to jump in here. So Vicki, what do you want to do?
Well, Reagan, I'm here today, and I'm very excited because we're here to present you with a $10,000 check.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. We want to continue to provide the support and the financial resources to help you with the great mission and help you do the things that you've
Holy
been working
cow.
With.
Wow, Vicki, you're amazing.
Yeah. Well, Country Financial, I mean, they're the ones bringing it to the table, but we know the great work you do.
I would be hugging you if there wasn't this microphone in my face. Yeah. That's amazing.
You're blushing. Yeah. You are
all flush. Oh, my God,
flush.
I know. I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
Well, again, great organization. We've enjoyed working with you throughout the years. Oh. I know a lot of my financial reps have come in and helped with some of the financial literacy.
They've been great, yeah.
And we're excited to be part of it and continue to be part of other organizations that we can provide support to.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really flattering.
Stuff like this doesn't happen by accident, you know. I think we all need to do our part, and that includes companies like yours saying, okay, let's all be part of this project, this community.
Yeah, it's exciting. We're happy to be here in the community, and we're also happy to provide financial security to both individuals, business owners, and also nonprofits like yourself.
Well, thank you so much. That's really exciting. Okay. You just totally made my day.
$10,000 will do that. Country Financial, thank you. Vicki, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And, well, keep doing the good work. Let's visit again.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
The next time you come on, I might not have a check for you, but
that's okay.
It was fun to watch this happen.